Hello.
Hey there.
Welcome back to You've Got Cocktail. I'm Emily, and I've got a special guest joining me today.
I'm Phil.
It's Phil Hill.
I'm here. I'm so excited to be here since I've been listening since day one.
He's like our number one listener. Like, my parents are far behind you in listening power.
I beat out your parents?
You really did, because they only have now caught up.
Oh.
Hey, yeah, I've been rude.
Caught up since the last episode came out.
Yeah,
episode 9.
And then he'll mess with me, be like, "Hey, where's the episode?" I'm like, "I'm sorry,
we're
yeet. On a break."
I'm excited.
He's excited. He's filling it. You know,
we can use as many.
We're gonna use a lot of puns in this episode. We're gonna say "yeet" a lot. Just so you know.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah. So Phil is here, subbing in for Elsa because
what's Elsa up to?
She is crazy busy. You know, with school and work, she's living her best life.
Yeah, I mean,
she's like, "Hey, I need a sub." I was like, "All right, I got you."
And I raised my hand.
I was like, "I'm ready."
I need a new episode.
Coach, put me in.
So I'll come and help out. Do my
yeah. And we're doing one of, I think, both of our favorites or most.
Yeah, I would like initially say that this is my favorite rom-com.
Okay.
If not favorite movie in general.
Wow. All right. Yeah. High praise. But we're really gonna go in on it though.
Yeah.
But that's
I'm not
okay.
Afraid to, yeah.
Not afraid.
At the end of the
You're
movie.
Strong.
I was like, okay, I see some things.
Yeah, exactly.
But I still love it.
Again, as we get older and we watch these things again, we notice they kind of are bad.
The movie's 14 years old.
It
so.
Is. I can't even believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're obviously talking about Hitch. I mean, maybe not obviously, but yes, Hitch, 2005, Will Smith.
Eva Mendes,
a fave. And what are we drinking to celebrate this movie?
Oh man, we're drinking my favorite cocktail, a little whiskey ginger with a little lime juice in it.
Yeah, we are. Homemade. It was a process.
Yeah, we got like some homemade ginger.
Uh-huh.
With, like, what'd you do? Tonic and
yeah.
Ginger root.
Yeah. So.
This is rustic.
Rustic using my Vitamix. Very rustic. I realize I don't have any ginger soda. And I'm too lazy to go get some. I remembered
but
and then I
made
forgot.
Your own.
Yeah. So I'm basically
like
a
pioneer
chef.
Woman over
yes,
here.
I'm a pioneer woman. Yeah. So we're having whiskey gingers. Also in celebration of Phil's dog, Ginger.
So he's taking a nap right now.
He's taking a nap. We were going to have Ginger come over while we record and play with my dog, because they are literal best friends, but then it would have been incredibly noisy. It would have never worked.
It wouldn't
someday.
Have worked.
Someday they'll chill out. Yeah, we would have had to, this would have been like, we would have paused and re-recorded over and over, but yeah.
But 'tis puppy parent life.
Yeah, puppy parents. Okay, so let's talk Hitch.
Let's dive in!
Woo! Okay, so basically, if you haven't seen Hitch, I recommend. It's on Amazon Prime right now.
Yeah, for free.
For free! He said it's for free. And this is all about Alex Hitchens, Hitch, which is Will Smith's character, who is a date doctor.
Yes. He's helping out the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Get over their fears of talking to women.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to give you a little background of how this movie's going to go. So the very first thing that Will Smith says as we enter this movie, I'm just going to read it to you because you got to know it. All right, here goes. No woman wakes up saying, "God, I hope I don't get swept off my feet today." Now she might say, "This is a really bad time for me." Or something like, "I just need some space." Or my personal favorite, "I'm really into my career right now." You believe that? Neither does she. You know why? Because she's lying to you. That's why. You understand me? Lying. It's not a bad type for her. She doesn't need any space. There you go. Just,
yep.
That's what we're starting with.
Mm-hmm. Just, women don't know what they want.
Women, not only do they not know what they want, they also want love at any time, even if they decide they don't want it.
Right.
You like that?
They're just not aware that they
we don't
need it.
Yeah, we just want it at all times. You shouldn't take anything we say seriously. You shouldn't believe anything we say. You should just go for it.
Are you sure you don't want
like are you
to fall
sure?
in love like right now?
Like, are you sure you don't get swept off your feet?
I mean, that could hurt. It might hit your head.
Yeah, so that is the date doctor's kind of, that's his bread and butter, you know? He's trying to get these ladies to maybe reconsider somebody or
I think he says, like, get out of their own way.
Yeah, get out of their own damn way. Ugh, these ladies. Yeah. So basically, this whole beginning is just interesting. Like, I never really thought of it.
Yeah.
You know? You don't really think about what actually is he saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's presented...
It sounds so romantic. It
sounds so romantic. And it's presented as, you know, it's presented with these images of kind of really cute meet-cutes. Even mm-hmm. though they're little...
They're
deceptive.
Very contrived.
Yeah. They're actually pretty cute. And I'm kind of like, aw.
Uh-huh.
But then you think about the words... You're like,
Yeah, I'm okay, I gotta, like, bring up the guy who, stops the taxi mm. and acts like he's saving the dog
mm-hmm.
out of nowhere, and then brings it into the lake. I'm like, how is this set up?
Yeah,
why did he have her dog?
This is a whole, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And Elsa and I have talked about this in past episodes, especially in, like, the Love Actually episode. Like, these crazy romantic gestures are not often very romantic. To be honest with you.
I'm like, would you fall in love with someone who appeared to be falling in front of a taxi? Well, I guess, like, for Lukey Dookie. Here.
I mean, yes. So, like, if so there was,
work.
It would work if there was not the, you know, sneaky side of it that the whole, like, Will Smith is setting this up.
Played over by a professional.
Played, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so basically this whole, the whole beginning is talking about, it's talking about how, the fact that women are lying to you, it's kind of cheerful and, like, sweet and nice at the beginning, you know, that's what's presented to you, but it's kind of not.
Right.
You know, that rom-com thing where something is presented as.
As this, like, fallacy and, like, you can overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, a little hurdle.
Yep.
That she's. Lying to you.
Yeah, she's lying to you. No means try harder. That's a big thing in this movie, which is
yeah, and
not good.
2019.
That
think
is.
They're told you tell everyone no means no.
No means no. That's a major thing. That I would just, you know, don't listen to Hitch when he says no means try harder.
Right. Or what's he say on like the walkie-talkie? The definition of persistence, like where you just like go on even if you have hurdles.
Oh yeah, yep. It's like
just keep on going.
Just keep going. It's fine. She likes it and she wants that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Playing the cat and mouse game.
But again, this is a rom-com, so everything he's saying is fact in this movie.
I found a lot of facts in this movie that he has.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So many. He starts off with like. Oh, life isn't about the moments.
Oh, God.
About. Life isn't about the amount of breaths you take. Oh, it's about the moments that take your breath away. What a fact.
That is horrible.
That is so sweet, Emily.
That is so bad. That makes me uncomfortable to hear. Like, if somebody said that, like, that makes me cringe. Those, like, fake, deep. Romantic quotes like that.
Yeah, these like one-liners.
And I'm a romantic. Like, I eat this shit up.
Yeah, me too.
For dinner, for breakfast, all of the meals. But that,
Yeah, just like, it's like when you like listen to a song actually deeply and not just like sing all the words. You're like, oh, I know all these words, but what are they actually saying?
Oh, okay. That's horrible.
Right.
Or that doesn't make any sense. Yep. That's kind of what rom-coms are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more we dig into them, the more.
But they're really good at what they do.
They are. They're really good at what they do.
We cover all this junk.
Yeah.
Out.
It's a lot of casual incorrectness. Is that?
That could be a new phrase, casual incorrectness.
Casual incorrectness. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can say it. Casual incorrectness. Okay, but anyway, you know, despite all that, there is still a 2 hours of movie ahead of us.
Yeah, I didn't realize how long this movie was as well.
It's very long.
Yeah.
Very, very long. And. The main client in this movie is Albert Brenneman, who's played by Kevin James, who's actually super charming in this.
He is such a dork, and I love it.
I know! Unlike everything else I have ever seen Kevin James in, I'm on board with...
Oh, this is, like, probably my favorite movie.
This is the best. Yeah. I probably could name one other movie I've seen of his.
What, that, Paul Blart?
I have seen Paul Blart, and it's... It's great. Just as good as this movie. Yeah, so Albert Brenneman is really smitten with...
Allegra Cole? Really?
Allegra Cole, played by real-life supermodel Amber Valletta. She's like this a very rich celebrity heiress, I think.
Yeah, an heiress.
Yeah, yeah. And he is on her, like, accounting team. So he's
like a tax junior consultant. Person. Yeah. Not even a high up person.
Yeah, he's a tax consultant.
Yeah.
Dang. I mean, and that's apparently, a sexy like,
she dates the likings of, like, princes or people that own countries and stuff.
Fun fact, let me tell ya. You know, in this movie, they, the guy that, like, she just broke up with that, like, cheated on her.
Yeah.
He is played by Alexander Skarsgård, which I don't know if you noticed.
They showed him?
They showed him in the magazines. In the tabloid.
That's right.
Which for years I didn't, like, reckon. I was just like, I didn't even pay attention. But that's Alexander Skarsgård.
Hmm.
Who I love. I'm on board with that. I wish he was in the movie. But yeah, if you should look hard and see that.
I saw the little tiny facts.
Tiny facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a little Alexander Skarsgård moment. Yeah, so that's his main client.
Mm-hmm.
But also, who's Ava? What is she doing?
Ava Mendez?
Yes, what is she up to?
Yeah, so Ava Mendez is a gossip columnist.
Yeah, she is.
And she starts out the movie on vacation. Mm-hmm. Like a long vacation. And she comes back 4 days early from vacation because she saw Allegra Cole's
Alexander Skarsgård. Yes.
On her beach while she was
the
on vacation.
Busty brunette is what she said. I love that phrase. Busty brunette. Like, dang, bust. But yeah, she came back way early. She was like a workaholic.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, she's a workaholic lunatic, as her boss calls her.
Yeah. I mean,
she's back 4 days early from vacation. Four I can't imagine.
In, like, the Caribbean or something?
I'm not leaving that.
Are you kidding me?
Email somebody.
You, like, text it.
In 2005?
You could text it. I am it. Yeah, email. There's an email.
Yeah. So, yeah, Eva Mendez, Latin American, lives in New York.
In a insane apartment. Which we always try to make a point to talk about the insane accommodations that these fucking characters live in.
Yeah, she has a huge apartment.
It is easily 1,000 square feet. Huge. Loft. Right. Gorgeous. And you know where it is? It is in deep in the West Village.
Like, I was going to ask, you live in New York. Yep. Do you recognize a lot of these places?
Oh, I do, because it's right over a Helmut Lang store, which is a very expensive, fancy brand, on like the West Village, the main... You see that same street in a bunch of rom-coms or in, like, New York shots. That's absurdly expensive over there. It's insane. So, like, I don't know where...
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how much Gotham columnists make.
No, not that much!
And then I was thinking about Hitch's apartment that we see way later on. That place is, like, ridiculous. I was like, I mean, he's a consultant.
And I mean...
He has to charge however much he wants.
That's true. He could be really bringing in the big bucks.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know how that business is sustainable. Does he have, like, an LLC? Like, what? I'm just really curious about his business handlings. Because, what do you say? Like, oh, I have a really secretive date business. Like,
it's $1,000 a date that I get you to go on. Yep. So, if you got, like, 3 clients, I mean, that's $9,000 in, like, a month.
That's easily damn good. What's that like?
I need that kind of life.
Yeah. Okay, let's just quit our jobs and start a day doctor business.
Yeah, in a, like, not sleazy and not
sleazy, creepy, escorty kind of way. It's just normal.
Right?
It's for the underdog. What's this whole movie?
Right, it is for the underdog.
For the underdog.
Kevin James.
Anyway, so Kevin James, he enlists Will Smith, Hitch.
Yeah, and he is a hot mess on those steps when they first meet.
It's kind of great. It's kind of, I kind of like
so it. Does everywhere.
It's just like he just spilling things, getting him on his shirt. You know, very schlubby is, I feel like, a good word to describe him.
Schlubby, that's a great word.
And it kind of sets him up as like, okay, this dude needs help.
A lot of it. It's going to take a lot.
He can't even begin to think about getting this super hot, famous, rich lady until he gets his shit together.
Right.
So that's
where Hitch comes in.
That's where Hitch comes in.
He's Michelangelo. He's Sistine Chapel.
Yes. Love that.
Let's go paint this ceiling,
for sure. So Hitch is, like, he helps him dance and dress.
Yeah, he does, like, a little coaching session with him, where they start off with, like, telling him, like, he's an iceberg. He needs to keep most of himself hidden.
Yeah.
Which I also found, like, is that what you want to do? I mean, like, first date-wise, like...
I mean, I understand, kind of, like, if you're... Everybody wants to be their best self that first time, if you're trying...
Yeah.
But also, I don't think you should keep most of yourself hidden.
90%.
90% of your mass. Yeah, that's a lot.
That sounds like a lot
that's
of baggage.
That's, like, a setup for a real failure in a relationship.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't know.
I would tend to agree with that.
You tend? Great. Yes. I'm glad. And he teaches him how to keep it tight on the dance floor.
Which is, like, gotta be, like, one of my favorite scenes from a movie.
I love that scene. When he's dancing to Yeah.
Yeah. So every time I hear the song Yeah, I just think like of this song. And I do the Q-tip. The Q-tip. Throw it away.
It's so good. It's really, like, he's actually a pretty good dancer. But it is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
To be at a high-class art gallery show.
You kind of have to do those, like, little circles. You're doing a little elbows. Shoulder movement. You're all, you know, upper torso area. You're not really doing any hip movement. So that's kind of, like, what he's coaching him on. He's trying to, you know, get him to be the type of guy that Allegra Cole would date. That's basically what he keeps saying. He's like...
Well, because he says, like, you have to show her that you're, like, man enough to be her escort, or, like, you can keep up with her.
You can keep up with her in these, you know, celebrity parties and high-pressure situations.
Because he's not famous, he's just...
Albert Brenneman.
Some kind of arm candy, if you will.
Yeah. Arm candy? Yeah. But what's funny about this, or not funny, I guess, what's interesting is, like, in a lot of these movies, it's always about, like, the schlubby guy is not good enough for the really hot girl. Didn't you think that?
Right.
And it's never, like, the opposite, you know? It's always, like, but the girl is always, you know, perfect and beautiful and skinny and this, that, and the other thing. And then the guy is Albert Brenneman or, you know, like, a Seth Rogen type.
Yeah.
Maybe not typically, like...
Your hot guy.
Yeah. And then the girl always falls for the guy because of his personality. Nice. And he's nice and da da da. And then
it's a six pack.
Yeah. And it's never like the other way around, which I always find really interesting.
That's really interesting.
You know? It's like.
Give all us quote unquote guys hope.
It's like all the dad bod. You know, like that whole hullabaloo about like people like, I love a dad bod. I love this, that, and the other thing. You know, like this.
Because that's what we're fed.
Yeah. They're like. Oh, dad bods are great. And then there was never, like, oh, mom bods are great. It's like, no, fuck mom bods. Nobody wants that. Like, it's always that kind of...
Supermodel look.
Yeah. The girl always gets with the young... Not young. The maybe not so typically attractive...
Quote, unquote, attractive, yeah. Ideal guy.
Yeah. It's just... And this movie is a good example of that. Like, Knocked Up. I'm trying to think of others that are...
Yeah, because, like, oh, man, sometimes it is, like, the Patrick Swayze's out there and, like, the Dempsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically, like, all men want to be with the hottest woman. A lot of this movie is, like, men really just want to be with that hot woman, regardless of...
Yeah, because that's all the couples
that... If they have anything in common.
It starts out with,
exactly.
Too. Like, all of those guys are, like...
Maybe,
there's, like, the
yeah.
little dweeb guy, the older guy, the guy with just, like, zero skill at all.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I was going to ask you, which one of those dates would you want to go on? Like, which one of them actually looked fun? There's, like, the art gallery date.
No, not the art gallery.
Bowling and a photo booth.
Bowling and photo booth could be really fun. I like an activity.
Yeah. What about, like, roller skating through the city?
That's fun.
Ice cream.
That's fun, too. I like both of those.
Yeah.
I'm on board for both of those.
Yeah, I was, like, leaning towards the bowling, but I was, like, I'm... actually good at bowling, and I recently did that with my girlfriend and her family.
And she was like, fuck you.
Basically.
She's like, why did you do this?
Everyone's like, oh, we got a ringer here. I was like, oh, dang it. I can't hide that I used to bowl.
You got
to
iceberg it. You got to iceberg it, Phil.
Yeah, and I was like, I accidentally beat her sister on her birthday.
Yeah.
I felt like such an asshole.
Yep. Everybody let me win on my birthday, like, a year and a half, what, 2 years ago now?
That's what you're supposed
to
do?
A year ago? Yeah, we went bowling, and...
Shit.
I, like, barely won. I was like, you guys, like, I'm fine. Don't let me win. Anyway, yes, I would want to go on that bowling date.
Yeah.
Yes, I digress. But it's funny, like, the whole movie, you kind of get instances of where, like, we see why Albert could be a great catch. He's really nice. He's,
All those genuine moments that he actually has where Hitch isn't coaching.
And it's funny, we never get a reasoning why he is so into her. We never get that.
She's hot.
Other than, again, like, this happens in a lot of movies. Like, though there may be a reason, obviously, hopefully, the movie presents it, whether intentionally or not, as if the only reason he's into her is because she's hot and rich. And
I think that actually is it, because Hitch asked him at the beginning, like, does she know you exist at all? And he's like, I lent her a pin that one time.
Yeah.
And, like, her back was him.
Yeah. Like, they've only met in a professional context. And then he sees her in the tabloids? Like, that's, we don't really know why he's so in love with her and so interested.
I think he also thinks she has a lot of class and everything. Like, when he goes off and, like, quits his job.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
That's a personality trait.
There you go. There's a little something there. Yeah. So it's just an interesting, you know, you kind of dive deep into some of these, you know, the aspects of this movie, and you're like,
yeah.
Yeah. So while this is all happening, Hitch is falling for Sarah, Eva Mendes.
Yeah. With all of his one-liners.
Oh,
tell me. Can we talk about their, like, meet cute situation?
Oh, yes. Yes, we can.
Oh, God. So.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's such a.
This one falls into my game of, is that romantic or is it creepy?
It's my favorite game to play. I play that every day as I walk down the street. Every day of every woman's life is it romantic or creepy? And let me tell you where it mostly ends up.
98% creepy.
98% creepy. Keep that in the iceberg, buddy. That's all I gotta say.
Keep the creep locked up. Wait,
let's play this game. I'm ready.
All right, so let's put you in the scenario. You're in a nightclub. You're sipping on a martini.
Or a whiskey ginger.
Or a whiskey ginger.
You know.
This, like, just average guy comes up.
Okay.
And he starts talking you up, and he's chatting, and he's got all these one-liners. He's not listening to you at all.
Great.
You'd really like him to leave. You're giving all the signs, like, saying, leave.
No, and get out of here.
Not interested. But then, this knight in shining armor presents himself. He comes up, and he's like, oh, hey, honey, sorry I'm late. How was the meeting? Stop it.
Oh.
There was a beginning, a middle, and an end. Nice to meet you, Chip. You can bounce now. Let me talk to this other creepo here.
Yeah.
He just came to save me.
Yep.
And then Hitch is just full of all these one-liners, making this ideal conversation. Like, he just knows what's going to happen. I was like, it was kind of smooth, but at the same time. It was smooth. I'm just like, he's like giving her these, like, quote-unquote decisions, but pointing her in, like, one direction. Uh-huh. It's like putting together a bad survey.
Yep. That whole scenario was a lot of creepiness. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of chivalry for a hot minute.
Yeah, I was,
but,
like,
you know,
it's nice. I can respect,
like, if I seem clearly uncomfortable or someone can hear me saying, no, I'm not interested, and then someone else is like, let me save you. Like, that is chivalrous, I guess. But I then, it doesn't mean you can then hit on me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And followed up with, like, just more, like, one line.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, like,
if he would have sat down and just, like, had a conversation, like, oh, hey, sorry about that guy, or.
Yeah. It's so, yeah, sorry, like, thought you might needed that, and then bye.
Yeah.
It's funny, because this whole movie, a lot of what, you know, Will Smith was saying was, you know, no means try harder. Mm-hmm. And then in this scene, when she's saying no, no, no to the Chip guy, and then Will Smith's like, like, let me save you from you clearly saying no, 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 and him not leaving.
Right.
And then he saves her from that. And then, like, yeah, he does leave and doesn't, like, try too much on her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a weird scene because he's, like, respecting the fact that she's saying no, yet still he is trying.
Because that's where his persistence comes in.
Yep.
And, like, he doesn't ask for a number or anything, which I still think the next round of creepy or romantic.
Yep.
So he doesn't ask for her number.
Nope. He just knows her name and what she does.
Exact. Kind of. Like,
yeah.
Not even, like, what. Does she say what column she works for?
Yeah. New York Standard.
Okay. Okay, so that's at least a little bit. Because I was like,
still?
How did you get her address and her desk for where she works to have a package delivered?
Yep. No.
Romantic or creepy?
Creepy. If I was at work and I'm sitting at my desk, and I get a message like, oh, you have a package down here. Okay, cool. Go down, and it's from a dude. I mentioned I worked at X company, and my name is Emily, blah, blah, blah. and then I have a gift from him at my workplace on Monday. Nah. No. No.
This is not how the world works.
This is not cute. And she's like, what the fuck? You can see it in her eyes.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, no. She says, no. Okay, he gives her a gift of a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, but then she starts, like, naming off dates. Like, hey, what you doing on Friday?
She's like,
okay, cool. What you doing on Saturday?
She says, no.
And he's like, persistence.
Yeah, and he's like, what about Sunday morning? And then everyone around her is like, say yes, it's cute. It's like,
yeah. Everyone should be saying, like, you should probably get a
this
new
is
job.
This crazy. You have a stalker. Order. Yep. But, of course, she says yes because it's rom-com.
And I guess they're not going to church.
No, they are not. They're going to the marina at 7 a.m.
But
no.
This date sounds really freaking fine.
It really does.
If it were, like, at 2 p.m.
2 p.m. That would have been great.
7 a.m. for a date on a Sunday?
I'm sorry. That's weird.
These are my freaking weekends.
This is weird. I was asleep at 7 a.m. this morning. I was telling Phil, I woke up at 11. I missed my workout class. I told him. I was like, oh, let's record. All I have on Sunday is a workout class.
The one thing you had
the
to
what,
do.
Literal one thing. I'm, like, cleaning my room and stuff. But the one actual thing I planned, I reserved my spot. I lose the spot and the money if I don't go. I didn't go.
Dang, you lost the money, too?
Yes! I was planning
sponsors.
On it.
Sponsors?
Yeah, sponsors. Somebody sponsor me. Yeah, it was a bad choice. But, again, that goes to show you. I couldn't get up
that
for...
That date could easily be missed.
That date, I would have slept through it. Also, that also makes her Saturday night...
Like, void.
She has to go to bed early. And she even wants to, like... And I would like to get up and, you know, make myself look pretty.
Yeah,
and that's
that means
a, it's a lot gotta, at like, 7 a.m.
Like, no later than 6 a.m.
No later than 6 a.m. And then you have to factor in travel time. There are a
it's
lot
New
of...
It's New York, so there's a lot of that.
It really is. You know, you really never know if someone's, you know, if there's going to be a delay.
I guess this is why it was his third choice as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, I just, like, the whole thing was creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah. So, next up, they have their little date. What do they do?
Yeah, so they, like, ride around on the jet skis for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the moment happens.
The moment.
Where Hitches dies. I think he must have sucked up a diaper or something.
Yeah, his little ski-doo is dead.
So then he's got to, like, jump over on Eva Mendez's, or I should call her Sarah.
I like the actor name.
Yeah.
It helps.
She's, like, one of my favorite actresses,
she's
too.
She's the best. I really like her.
So she's hopping over that iconic moment where he kicks her off of the jet ski happens.
In the face. Date over. Like, I don't know what...
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, how she was.
Take me
like,
to urgent care, please.
Have, like, a boil on her face after
that.
Yeah,
she looked perfectly good.
Yeah, she got the, officer over on, like, Ellis Island's, mm-hmm. like, butt ice pack.
Butt ice pack, for sure. Hilarity ensues.
Yeah, so then the date gets... romantic? Or does it actually, get creepy?
Again, we're towing a fine line because
first date
after he's already been so creepy. Okay? Like, he's already been a creep.
He's found you.
He's
and
found
you work.
Yep.
He got you out at 7 a.m.
on
a Sunday. 7
a.m. on a Sunday. She barely said yes to that. You already kicked her in the face.
You're taking her to some secluded
island. You're taking
island.
Her to Ellis Island, like okay.
You can't run away from this kind of day. Like, you know how, like, you're on a date, sometimes not going too hot,
no.
So you have the opportunity to leave?
No, you gotta wait for the fucking boat. Like, it's... Ellis Island is a trek, guys. I've
now you're
sharing
a jet ski, too.
Yeah, it's a whole... And okay, maybe, like, this could have been, like, on par with, like, a museum date or something like that, where you are getting a cool tour.
Back in the city.
Yeah, back in the city. But we're on an island, and it's fine. We're on another island. And he not only... sets up this tour, he also...
And the tour guys are saying, like, all this, oh, deep love.
Yeah,
stuff.
He's, like, making Ellis Island sound way more romantic than it is. Ellis Island is where people entered the country and had to change their names.
Oh my god.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, I'm Rebecca Smith now.
Stanich.
Yeah. Smith, excuse me. And he ends up... There's like a, what is it?
It's like a book where everyone who like came through Ellis Island signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like.
It's under a glass freaking plate.
They pick that up, flip to this, he was like,
hey, a historic document, mind you.
Yeah.
Like, the tour
guide.
It's
not in alphabetic order. That thing easily has 1,000 pages in it.
How the hell did they find it? It's not in any sort of normal order.
It just gave me the name.
Yeah.
I found the page.
Like, okay, were you there for hours? God, I hope you got paid for this handsomely. And so they have the page open. And then
she sees her, great-grandfather's?
Some great amount of fathers.
Yeah. Someone back on her ancestry situation. Yeah.
Signed it.
And she's, very moved and emotional by it. And she, doesn't know how to react until she lets out a yeet!
Yep. And she says, she does say yeet.
Several times, and then just runs away.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been the end of the date as well.
Yeah. Because we find out that her ancestor was a killer.
Not a butcher at a meat shop.
No, a butcher of humans.
People.
Yep. And so it was a horrible memory for her. And so not only did she get kicked in the face and had to confront some sadness about her past.
Yeah, her family.
It was a whole, this was the date. You know, that sounds really great to me. I would love to go on that date.
Heck yeah.
No.
Date number 2, sign me up.
It's just they have a meet cute. This is how this relationship goes, by the way. They have a meet cute. She says, don't call me. She literally says that. He sends her a walkie-talkie through stalkery.
He didn't call her, though.
During the call, I'm using air quotes right now, she says no to dinner, and then whatever the second one.
Another
how about Friday?
Guy.
How about Saturday? Okay, Sunday, she's so reluctant, she says yeah. She says yeah.
Offer brunch?
Yes.
And they never eat.
Yeah. She is so reluctant. But also, as the audience, we're supposed to be like, oh my god, he's so cute and he wants to, get her on the date. Persistence. Nah. So this elaborate jet ski date, you know,
that is one
kicks
fail
her.
After another.
Yep. It's all bad.
I wonder if he also, obviously the movie doesn't think this, but when he gets to the taxi and his shirt gets caught, now he has to get his shirt back somehow.
Yep.
The setup.
There's so many little tricks. and while this is all happening at her workplace, she is kind of being hounded by her boss because they really want the scoop on Allegra Cole. And because Allegra and Albert went to this party.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she finds out that the tickets to the party that they went to.
Yeah, this is when things start to, decline for Hitch. And he starts to get, the pieces are starting to come together finally.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the tickets were bought, or were given to Albert and Allegra by Hitch.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah finds that out. And so she's like, oh, I have an in.
You know what I just realized?
What?
How did Allegra offered to take him to the next game.
Mm-hmm. No,
the Sky Studios.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Ah, we're back. We're back.
Yeah,
we're good.
I know.
Not
it's because, yeah. I know. It can be, it's a treacherous. Yeah, but she now decides to go on a second date with him at the urging of her boss because he apparently has a connection to Albert and Allegra.
Yeah.
So she's not even going because she wants to see him again.
Is it a source or a date?
Yep. Is it a source or a date? And she's like, it's a source.
Yeah, she's trying to be all sourcey, but when she calls
she's
kind of
trying to be all sourcey. Same.
She's like, it looks like a date. It sounds like a date.
But
it's not a date.
It's not a date. Yeah, so.
Ooh. Can we take a timeout? We're forgetting
always.
A couple.
Please.
Yeah, so we're forgetting Casey. Sarah's
Vance.
Friend and
Vance Munson.
I called him asshole number one.
Big old dick.
A big old dick.
What is his name? Vance.
Vance Munson.
I've been watching The Office, so I keep wanting to say Vance Refrigeration, but Vance Munson. Yes. Little ass.
Yeah, and he's what everyone think Hitch does.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just helps guys get into girls' pants.
Yeah, he
as
just
he
wants
says,
to bang one out.
Bang one out. Get in, get on, get out.
Ugh. Get in, get on, get off, get out.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm just like, I literally want to break his shit off.
Yeah.
If he ever says any of that stuff again.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah. So, like, he says no to this guy.
Mm-hmm. That's not what he does.
Mm-hmm. That's not what he does. He's in about
the relationships for the long term.
Yeah, romance, love, blah, 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 all that crap.
Yeah, he likes women.
Yeah, he's like, you're a misogynist, blah, blah.
So point for Hitch.
Point for Hitch, for sure. We get to see that, like, okay, maybe he is, like, he's got some integrity about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that interaction with Vance is sort of where this all goes sort of downhill. Because Vance is the key to Sarah eventually figuring out
one of the puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. That's why I brought him up, and I was like, oh, God, this
I know. He's doofus. A dick. He just makes it happen. So basically, he has Hitch's card.
Mm-hmm. Which is, by the way, a very cool business card.
That is tight. It's just like this little black
square
with like the numbers.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Offside.
I was like, I want one of those. Sleek. Like, ooh, yeah. I don't need business cards because, you know, what are we doing? but those would be really cool. If I could just pass out. Like, maybe that could be like my pickup style. Like, if I start picking up dudes in a really creepy way.
Hey, it's 2019.
It's 2019. There are no rules. There are no rules. No means no. I just like pass my black business card over to people.
Hey.
You might want to check that number
out. Here's my EP.
Here it is. Take it. It's fine. So that little card is what is sort of his downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Because this asshole Vance does end up going out
and hooking up with Casey.
With Casey, you know.
So quick, apparently.
Yep, just like.
Also, their little meeting situation. What? Poor Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Casey is, like, our character in this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, our female character.
Our female sad sack.
Who just needs love, and she cannot live without it. Otherwise, she's just a sad sack.
She has the only thing that she cares about or has any value is love and romance.
From beginning to end of this movie.
The whole thing. That's all. We don't get to know her at all. Like, I really don't remember anything about her.
Yeah, I know she likes rice. They go to some rice place.
Yeah, she likes... Hell yeah, she likes some rice.
She likes martinis.
She likes... Yep.
And she needs to be in love.
She needs to be in love. Desperately. So she... And, like, she's gorgeous. She's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's, again, that thing where it's, like, women, you know... In these movies, like, no matter how cute and blah, blah, blah you are.
You need to find a guy with a nice personality.
Exactly.
Not in the lingerie shop.
Yep, exactly. That's how they met. So, they go on that date, and it goes so badly. And Vance says something during his date. He says, what does he say? Date doctor my ass.
Oh, yeah, date doctor my ass.
Yeah, so then, like, the date doctor... We've got a puppy chilling during this episode. It's a
Who's
little...
He's feeling the love.
He's feeling the love a lot. He's a crazy man. So if you hear that, it's just my boyfriend.
Her boo.
My boo. Chilling. Yeah, so there have been rumblings of this date doctor around New York. And Sarah's been like, that's
a myth.
It's a myth. But then she hears Vance say it. Brings it up to Sarah, and so Sarah's like, fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get him. Like,
yeah, stay bring down. Him down.
Mm-hmm. Bring him down. So that's kind of her mission, whilst also trying to get info on Albert and Allegra. And,
yeah, she's got two motives.
Yeah, and she's kind of dating
Mr. Hitch. Alex Hitchens.
Yeah, she's sort of dating Hitch. It's a whole, there's a lot happening
mm-hmm.
for her, and it's a party. So, what's the next date they go on? Their fake source date, Will and Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So, they're at the fish market.
Fish market for, like, a pop-up dinner.
Yeah, for a pop-up dinner where there's a lot of shellfish.
Oh,
and
no.
And so, it's Sarah's boss and his wife,
mm-hmm.
who is
a psychiatrist. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Hitch is like... Oh, that's a conversation I don't want to get into, so that's the last thing I'm going to say tonight,
yep.
Which is probably wise, Because she would probably, like, pick up on all these, like, actual cues.
Like, he's clearly hiding things. And...
Yeah. But he's solid. He holds it together.
He does, he does.
Until...
Oh, God.
He gets a little shellfish down his throat.
And he has a tragic allergic reaction.
It's the grossest thing. It's I'm not going to make the sound.
It's disgusting. It's...
This hawking.
No, it's not good. And he looks like an ogre.
His ear is all puffy.
His ear is so... He looks like Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has this insane allergic reaction.
He tries to play it off like, oh, I'm not just nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not having commitment issues.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you have an issue. Yeah. You're allergic to this food here.
Yep. He's having a crazy reaction, but she stays with him.
Right. Which is, like, sweet. I guess you can't abandon him at that point. That wasn't necessarily his fault. Although, how do you make it to, like, whatever, 30-something and not know you're allergic to shellfish?
Yeah, it's weird to me. And, like, he gets high on Benadryl, and so she... Doesn't she, like, try to get information out of him?
Yeah. But can we talk about the scene in the store for a second?
Always.
Because I have a fun story about it.
Ooh.
I've lived this scenario before.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. Not with me having an allergic reaction.
Okay.
But I'm going to put my mom on blast for a second. I love you, Mom.
Mama.
But we've definitely, like, she's been, like, having an allergic reaction before, and we've, like, been in the store, and she's just been, like, there, like, not throwing all the, like, shit everywhere.
Really dramatic.
But, like, she, like, grabbed some and definitely just started drinking some of it in the store.
In the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The key is to get the kids' version because it reacts faster.
Really?
Yeah. Because kids can't take that anaphylactic shock that
long. Oh, yeah, that's true. They're small. They have little bodies.
So every time I see that scene, I always remember that.
Oh, that's great.
Of my life.
That makes me happy. I don't think I've ever seen such a intense allergic reaction, but hey.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked because she kind of...
But then he's just, like, chilling on it like a juice box for the rest of the night. And it's a straw!
I was like, there's gotta be a limit of...
Take some!
Yeah, have some! Like, it's a cocktail. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but yes. Kind of this... Then, like, he sleeps over in her large... I don't know how she can afford an apartment.
Yeah, like, that's like a quadruple sectional situation.
That is...
But she gets some info out of him on their walk back.
Yeah, she does. She gets info about... What did she
say? Albert.
She's Albert.
Like, ooh, what's an heiress doing with a CPA right now? Oh, they are so in love.
Yeah, like he's...
He loves her so much. That Knicks game.
Oh, yeah.
So he just spills the beans because he's drunk on Benadryl.
Yes, he is. And it's kind of like... It ends up being a really good... Real date. Like, less sourcey, more real date.
Yeah, these were, like, real moments.
Yeah, they have, like, a, like, real conversation.
But still brings up sad family history.
Oh, always. Because that's how you fall in love, apparently, in this movie.
Wait, are you a Bachelor fan?
Yes.
Yeah, so that moment.
Yes.
Me too, right now.
That moment when you reveal.
Yeah, your...
You're sad.
Your deep moment.
Yeah.
And the Bachelor's, like...
Oh my God.
I really appreciate you opening up right now.
Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Yeah, I know it's hard to talk about, and I have a story just like that, so I can relate.
I can relate. Now I know you so much better. Thanks for trusting me with your story.
Cue to grabbing the rose.
Yeah. I really love...
Sarah H.
Sarah...
Will you accept this rose?
I really loved how you opened up to me tonight. Yeah. Very real. That's exactly what happens. So they have, like, kind of a good night. And then in the morning, they have their first kiss.
Yes.
Many a kiss, let me tell you, on the street.
Yeah, but she thinks he just, like, bounced at her. It's like, oh, no.
It's a thing every movie, though. This happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand why she freaked out so much that he was gone.
It was, like 6 seconds. And she's screaming into... Screaming.
Yeah, it's not like they, like...
She didn't even check the bathroom.
Or anything. Yeah, she didn't get up off the couch.
She just was saying that. She goes, hit, where are you, hit? She doesn't say that.
Knight in shining armor.
Oh, hit, why'd you leave me? No. She just yells his name and...
Doesn't hear the door open.
Doesn't check the bathroom. Doesn't check upstairs. Doesn't check anywhere. And then starts screaming into her pillow. And then, of course, he's immediately right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's brought back a latte.
He brought like seven
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey tea.
And two things with chai in the middle of their neck.
Yeah. And she picked, like, tea.
I hope you were going
to I'd be like,
that.
Do you have a triple latte? That's what I would want. Why did he hope? Why did he hope she would pick the tea?
I don't know.
That was like a what?
But I was like, maybe because he wanted the chai?
Yeah, that's
true. So I was like, that's what I would have gone with.
Yeah, and I would have gone with that coffee. So we've all got to.
There's room for, like, all four of us down here.
We're, like, in the movie,
the apartment.
Too. We're all there. So then they depart, and they share.
She's like, give me a ring sometime.
Yeah, and then they...
I mean on the phone! It's only
hilarity.
Been two dates. Two awful
literally,
dates. Do not give me an actual
dates.
Ring.
Don't even. Two dates, guys. I just want to... I talk a lot about timeline in these episodes, because timeline is really important to me.
Yes.
Because I don't understand.
This one's a hard one to keep up with, I feel like.
It seems longer than it actually is, because mm-hmm. guess what? It's not long at all. It's not long. So I just want to let you know, they've been on two dates. They're sharing their first kiss right now. And right after this happens, Sarah discovers the truth.
About her man.
She discovers that he is the date doctor. And decides to confront him at their next date, which is like that night or the next day.
Yeah.
They're having dinner. Yeah, he calls her. He's like, hey, you want to have dinner tonight or something? She's like, yeah. After she discovered. They basically do a sting operation.
Uh-huh.
Have, like, one of her coworkers pretend. Now that they have
she has the card by now.
Yeah, she has gotten the card from Vance. And now that she has the card, she has done this little sting operation and discovers it's him. Mm-hmm. And so that night, so again, we're like a day
and he
out.
He like suspected something there, so he was like, oh shit.
Yeah, he
is
did.
Watching.
Yeah. So he left and they meet up at his apartment and she kind of probes him a little bit about consulting.
Yeah, she's very indirect the entire time, very like.
It's so intense.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he's so persistent.
Yep. And so basically it comes out like, this is what he does,
mm-hmm.
And she is pissed.
And has a very mature vegetable food fight.
Yeah, it's incredibly mature. These are like 35-year-old people, but...
Let me grab some broccoli and cauliflower.
Yeah, and just throws it
and
all over one
little,
another.
Like, salad spinner shield.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, so they have their little, their food fight. For
yeah,
lack of a better
freaking
word.
Lettuce.
Yeah, they're throwing things at each other, and they, I guess, break up. And she exposes him in a tell-all expose.
Yeah.
In her paper.
And
which
exposes Albert
and Allegra. They break up. Hitch's reputation, it goes to shit.
Albert goes to jail
because he...
Lost his shit.
Yeah.
That newsstand.
And after the fact, Hitch is trying to, like, talk to Sarah. Again, persistence, creepiness. She will not pick up the phone. So he goes and, I don't know how he finds her, but he finds her at a speed dating. Like, how did he find her?
Oh. She had already told him that she was going speed dating.
Oh, yes, she did. She was
yeah.
saying, oh, I'm going with
on
Casey
Friday.
On Friday. Okay, yeah.
Just
with
support, yeah.
He sneaks in to, like, confront Sarah. And they, like, cite Vance as their source.
Yeah.
And Hitch is like, I refuse to work with him. He's the type of guy. He's why women protect themselves and are this way.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm on your side.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, it makes establishing genuine relationships with good guys so difficult that that's why Hitch has a job.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just...
Had a job.
Yeah.
I heard that in his voice.
Yeah. And I just want to talk about how this whole movie is kind of... The idea is, like, good versus bad guys,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like, there's no gray area.
There's no gray area, and we're meant to think that all of these good guys who aren't Vance
mm-hmm.
are actually good guys, and, like, they all have, you know, these great ideas and, you know, all this stuff. But not every guy is like the
perfect guy. The perfect, that, like, wants, yeah, to, like,
it's hard. Like, it's hard.
That knows what to, mm-hmm, do on the first date, how to show himself best. Yeah,
and it's like not all guys are actually good. Like that, such a black and white version of, like, mm-hmm, good guy versus bad guy is not correct.
Yeah,
because even good guys, as we know. Good guys can be assholes, or could even
doing the 90-10 iceberg, yeah, thing.
Or they're doing these sort of techniques where they're being super creepy and persistent and stalkery, mm-hmm, you know, and like that makes them. But because they're nice,
yeah,
and they're not outwardly like misogynistic or whatever, they're good guys.
Right.
So there's like a lot to be said about the definition of a good guy.
Right.
And this movie makes, like, a big deal of it. That's why I bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
About how, you know, all these guys, the only reason they're not getting dates is because these bad guys are making it harder for girls to trust the good guys. I'm like, that's not on the girls, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, like, that's why I get mad at the other guys.
Yeah, get mad at the other guys, or just respect what women say and don't be persistent and take no as no. And don't be a fucking creep. And yeah, don't do these romantic gestures that are basically, I would call the police about.
Yeah, don't be a stalker as, like, your like, your one-liner.
That's your idea of, like.
Mm. No, my thing is, like, you know, stalking.
I fucking love stalking.
You're into that?
Ooh, I'm so into that.
I know a guy in his mom's basement.
It's funny, it's like, the thing is, though, it's weird. Also weird because I get being, like, kind of obsessed. And when you're, like, crushing on someone so hard, and you're, like, you want to know what they're doing or where they're going.
You do that obsession thing, like,
yeah, like, oh, where are they? Like, what are they doing? And there's a fine line.
Thank God they didn't have social media, yeah, in this movie.
My God.
Thank God it would have been all up on the Facebook.
It would have been so bad. Like, social media is... Have you been watching that show, You?
You? I've been thinking about this the whole time, and I'm glad you brought it up.
I was just about to bring it up, but... Yeah, so I just started... I'm, like, 7 episodes in or something.
That's true. I'm only 2 episodes in.
Oh, man. It's very good. I wish I would have read the book first. I own the book.
It's a book?
Yeah, it's a book first.
Oh, shit.
But I just, like, kind of started the show, and then I got really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you all know... Not you all. Everyone who's heard of this kind of knows that that show's about a stalker.
Yes.
So...
But he's got... Guys, he's so romantic.
Oh, he's so romantic. He just, like...
He
stands
loves
outside
her so much and knows,
so,
like,
much.
Absolutely zero about her.
He kills for her. It's fine, you know?
Dude's a keeper.
He stands outside of her window and jerks off. Just romance. Just romantic things.
Oh, yeah,
things.
He helps lay down the,
yeah,
stairs.
So I'm, he's like, a good, here, guy. Yeah. Anyway.
Back to Hitch.
Back to Hitch. Little detour there. Hitch is like, okay, I should try and salvage Albert and Allegra's relationship.
Yeah, after, like, Albert, like, comes in, he's just, like, in this state of miserable.
Yeah, so
and
miserable.
I've always, like, thought about this from this movie of, like...
He's just holding a box of Krispy Kreme under his arm like a binder, and it's just my favorite thing, because it's just the balls. I'm like, yep, that's misery.
You're gonna need a nap.
Yeah, he's just, no, he can't just have, like, 2 donuts. He has to carry the whole box.
12.
Damn. Yeah, he's so miserable. Like, he,
yeah,
loved her, and they, like, were actually starting to have a pretty good,
yeah,
relationship.
Yeah, I would say, like, their relationship was, like...
The most fully fleshed.
Yeah, and, like,
yeah,
very genuine. Like, they were getting
genuine. They were going on real dates.
Yeah, and their dates were, like, awful.
They seemed to be actually, like, interacting. I don't know. That
I feel like it's, like, how dates go, minus the fact that they were very high skill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like... Shit happened. You're like, oh, fuck, I, like,
yeah,
dropped mustard on my shirt.
You know,
please don't think I'm a loser.
You know what's funny about this movie is it, more than any other rom-com, like, every time I watch a rom-com, I, like, go on dating apps. Like, I'm single, so I'll go on dating apps. And
yeah,
I'm like, yay, 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 like, I'm so hype about it. This movie, more than any other of, like, what, the 12 rom-coms I've done for,
mm-hmm,
this podcast, has made me, like, go on dating apps and be like, I should go on some dates right now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what makes this movie makes, because it's so... dating centered.
Yeah, they go on some, like, things that would be fun dates.
Yes, and
gives,
like,
you some good date ideas.
Oh, I would love to just go on a cool date.
Yeah, like a little,
like,
pop up, like, shellfish,
like,
where you're,
that,
like,
that doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
I feel like anymore.
No.
I don't know. I've just been on, like, you know, the date, the standard date, like, drinks and,
yeah,
dinner, whatever, you know, the.
It was like a year ago, like, when I was, like, going on dates and stuff like, mm, that, it was just like, oh, do you want to go to this bar? Oh, do you want to go to this bar?
Yeah, where are you? Let's meet here.
Yeah. Like, I even felt weird about saying that, like, so what neighborhood do you live in?
I know! It can be...
I'm just trying to give a general sense, like...
Yeah, like, where should we meet? Should we meet in the middle? Yeah. But then this movie made me kind of want to go on dates, which is funny.
Yeah, and I had, like, a lot of... Sidebar. I had a lot of restaurants and, like, bars around me that had, like, these really suggestive names, and I was like, man, I can't, like, say it.
Yeah, you can't go to...
So I was like, Angry Beaver?
Oh! Not to the, tonight.
You want to go to the Cozy Nut?
Oh my god! Is that a real place?
Yeah.
The Cozy Nut?
It's a very cozy place, full of wood, amazing.
That's really cool.
And then it was like, you want to go to Naked City?
Naked City? Oh my
like,
god.
Like, all these places, I'm like,
where do you live?
People are going to think I'm a creep.
Yeah.
These places just have good drinks and atmosphere.
I mean, I love good drinks and a good atmosphere. Holy Cozy Nut. Okay, back to Hitch.
We
could talk about Cozy Nut for a while. That sounds awful. So Hitch then tries to, like, fix the relationship. So he goes and confronts Allegra. And
somehow he knows where she is.
He, like, once again, he finds her freaking yacht, I guess.
He has her number.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming he probably got from Alex. Albert.
Albert's. And he tells her, he's like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, I can't believe you made him spill on himself and made him throw his inhaler, and so everything...
And dance like a loser.
Just to make me feel better. So everything he did...
Because apparently this hot girl is a huge dork.
Oh, she's... But you would never... She doesn't actually, like, let loose and, like, act weird. Like, I'm a weird person, and if I were to act weird, it'd be weird. And she's... This hot Allegra Cole, she's not acting weird. She is a... Like a,
I think the weirdest thing she did was spit in his face when she was below, like,
whistling. Yeah, like, trying to whistle, and he was probably like, oh, I love it. Oh my god, it spit all over me. And so he's like, she tells Hitch, I loved everything that he did to make me feel more comfortable and all this, and he's like, I didn't tell him to do anything. I told him not to do those things. So, the whole point is that
there has to be this perfect prim person that you're like showing the female like on your dates and stuff.
But that's not actually what she wants.
Right.
And that most of his customers
what any girl wants?
No. The most of his customers were actually successful just like being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Showing all that iceberg.
Yeah.
Which is like,
and so this is where like the I think the movie like takes a like turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's like, he has that quote that he says at the beginning
whatnot,
where it's like, oh, yeah, you can do this, this, and this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, I have all these wonderful quotes. And
yeah,
he,
I was like, me too. I was like, what was the quote?
He says,
his, like, basic advice that he switches at the very end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, essentially, everything changes. You're like, man, maybe my job is pointless.
Yeah.
And, like at that point, like, he's packing up his apartment, because apparently he can't afford to live there anymore. And I was like, this is very interesting. He can't afford to live there anymore. Like, oh, so money does affect these people in the movie.
Yeah. Slightly. Just a little bit of money action going. So, yeah. So, basically, Allegra and Albert get back together, and it's all wonderful, and they're happy. And Hitch is realizing, again... 2 dates.
Yeah, because he, like, blew off...
2 dates.
Sarah earlier when she was giving this, like, very insincere apology.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, okay, that's your apology?
Great.
You just ruined his life.
Yeah, slightly. He does realize, though, he loves her. It's been 2 dates. I'm just going to put that out there.
Because he's miserable.
He's miserable. And he goes and confronts her, basically, and says, I don't even remember what he says in that whole freaking speech.
At the door?
Yeah, when he's, like, at her door trying to come into her house, her very expensive house.
Yeah, I was like, I think this is the third time I've said this. Another one of my favorite scenes. So I was like, top 3.
Top 3.
Yep. Because he comes there, and he's just babbling, and he's like,
yeah.
I do like that. Basically saying, whoop-de-boop, scoop.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop. So then he's just like, can we close the door? Because he's used to having himself behind the door. Like that scene earlier in the movie. And so he just starts talking from his heart. Yeah. Or maybe it's from his gut because he's miserable.
He's miserable.
And he's just trying to get his words out and he's having a hard time.
But yeah. Like, and she's like, nah, like, I'm not having any of this, dude.
Yeah. And she's, like, kind of freaked out when he says, like, the miserable thing. He's like, wait, you're miserable? Like, why did
like,
you
what? Want that? What? What? Yeah.
If that's what it takes. What?
Yeah, she's, like, confused. And so she, like, leaves her apartment with...
This jazzy music starts playing.
And yeah.
This, I call hottie. Him hot guy, number one, shows up.
Oh, yeah, he's a hottie. They go and get in the Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
She starts driving. And Will Smith follows her.
Oh, my goodness.
Runs after the car. Jumps on top of it. Falls off, and she stops the car.
Yes.
And she's like, what the shit, dude?
I was just like, why are guys in these, like, rom-coms just so fucking over the top?
I don't get it.
He's, like, over the top of the car.
Literally. I would be calling the police.
Yeah.
This is not cute behavior. Like, you're on top of my car.
You should be dead.
You should not be there. That's not where you should go. But, of course, guess what? Love.
Yeah. I was like,
he says, I love you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my
God. She's like, I love you. And I'm like, it's been two dates, but all right.
Yeah, but look, when you're in love after two or three dates, whatever it was. Oh, it was 3 days because there was one date at his house that was also horrible.
So
they've had zero great dates.
They've had zero great dates. Like, maybe 2 hours of a good time in one of the dates. Yep.
But he's in love with her. Mm-hmm. And one of his quotes is, when guys are in love, they leap and hope to God they can fly, because otherwise we just drop like a rock, wondering why in the hell did I jump? Okay. I'm like, yeah, you should have jumped on a car, you dumbass.
You dummy. But of course, we're living in a rom-com, so they...
So that quote just gets the juices flowing. You're like, oh my God, he's so in love.
He loves her so much.
Say yes,
kiss her. And she's like, yes, and then they kiss, and then it's great.
And she can't say I love you back because it would sound weird right there.
Yeah, but she does love him back. And then Albert and Allegra get married. And the movie ends with them dancing.
Happily ever after.
Happily ever after. So that's Hitch.
Yeah. I mean, that dance scene too. Just so much fun.
I love that scene.
Hitch has not given up his antics.
No, because now he's helping. Grandma got run over by a freaking olive pit. She's choking, and Casey's sitting there,
miserable as hell.
She can't even muster up, like, I'm single too, I've been single for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds sad.
It's okay.
I'm not sad, though.
That's what we're talking about.
I've been single for a while, yes, it would be nice to, like, have someone, okay, whatever. But Casey is miserable, sitting on the side while everyone is dancing, having a good time, eating cake, and doing this at a wedding.
Man, she's at a wedding where she doesn't know anyone. She's like the plus one of a plus one.
That's true. But she's like sitting there and is like frowning. And this old grandma comes up and is like,
What are you doing by yourself?
She's like, I'm alone. And then she starts choking. And her hot grandson...
Hot guy number two. Fucking crimson chin over here.
He's got a chin. But you could, like, it has been sculpted. He comes over, and he's like, Grandma, are you okay? Because Casey, of course, saved the grandma with the Heimlich maneuver. Such a catch. And she's like, oh, dance with this young lady. And he's like, oh, my pleasure.
Would you like to dance?
And then the grandma winks at Hitch.
Still got it.
So maybe that's, like, foreshadowing. Maybe he started helping out women, too.
Something I read was, apparently, like, I was reading this article 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's a show.
What?
I don't think it got picked up, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
Like a Hitch show?
Yeah, basically, like, a spinoff of this. And, apparently, they're supposed to be, like, doing this whole, like, date doctor thing.
Whoa.
But I was like... If I knew about this, I would have found it.
Yeah, so we would have been watching this. No, I don't think it is.
I also hope not.
Mm-mm.
There's some things that I just think, you just gotta let it go and let it be. Good.
Mm-hmm. So, that's Hitch.
That's Hitch.
And there's just, like, a few things to note. So, one thing I wanted to just talk about is, like, I do love Sarah's character. Or Eva Mendes' character, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
she's a good, she's refreshing as a female character in this movie. She's super independent, witty. She's a workaholic. That's not normal.
She's that, like, romantic comedy trope of, she like, wears, the girl who's too busy. Yeah,
she wears a Beatles t-shirt at the bar.
Yeah, she's talking about all your, quote-unquote stereotypical
She's pessimistic. She's, like, a little bitter. And so I do like her character.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, like, speaking on casting, I was reading that, actually.
Yes. I was hoping to bring this up,
too. They were gonna do two black leads.
Mm-hmm.
And they were worried that would not...
That's not gonna go over well.
That's not gonna go well.
Quote-unquote white audience.
But they were, like, not gonna do a black and a white.
Because interracial was taboo at the time.
Interracial was taboo at the time. So they went with the less than offensive...
interracial couple?
Is Latina woman and black male.
Yeah, and I was like, that's still fucking interracial.
That's still interracial, but it's, like, not as taboo as white and black. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the main... That was what they were gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it would alienate the white audiences, basically. And it didn't, because this movie is, like, the third highest grossing rom-com.
Behind, like, what?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding and What Women Want. Domestically. Not internationally. Domestically, it made $368 million on a $70 million budget. So that's
Did you see this in theaters?
I did. Did I? Honestly, I don't remember.
I remember actually went to go see it in theaters.
How old was I? I was like 11. We were like 11 or 12.
I was 12.
I was 11.
And so I went with like my friend. Like, we went to movies all the time. And so his mom had to buy
the
tickets for us.
PG-13.
Yeah. And I remember the guy saying, like, the guy who like takes your tickets, like, hey, do you know this movie has like some sexual references and like they say bad words? And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to a rom-com.
With my bro.
Me and my bro are going to a rom-com. Come on. Yeah. So that's kind of something to note about this movie. Though the thing is, like, the movie doesn't ever make a big deal of race, ever.
Mm-mm.
They never bring it up. It's never a thing.
No, yeah.
Which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, I was like, I think they did it tastefully, minus the fact that, like, that was their thought process for, like, setting up the main couple.
Yeah, the casting, like, everyone else in the movie is incredibly white.
So, except for, like, the couples that he's, like, helping at the beginning. They're, like, fairly diverse. Like, there's the black couple.
Oh, there's an Asian woman as well.
Asian and white couple.
That's pretty good. But they don't speak.
They're not leads.
So that they don't...
They just fall.
That's fine. That's allowed. Yeah, they don't really make a big deal out of it, which is kind of refreshing. It doesn't need to be. It's kind of nice to just see it on the screen.
Right.
But it's also really interesting hearing the backstory of, like...
Yeah.
How, like, I didn't realize that for a long time, and then I read about it, and I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, and J-Lo was supposed to play the lead, but she turned it down.
Yeah,
J-Lo, probably because she was doing some, like, Made in Manhattan or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be a...
Next episode!
There's so many J-Lo rom-coms that I need to talk about that it's just... We already did one, and it was tragic. Horrible. Horrible. But... So that's always, like, something interesting. Like, I don't always think about the casting choices, and then... But this one, I did. And I mean, like, Will Smith is just amazing in this. One of his only, like, romantic rom-com-y type of roles ever.
Yeah, because he's, like, more of, like, a...
He's an action star. He's got some drama on his belt. Yeah, more action comedy, you know. Yeah. Men in Black, Bad Boys.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
I think the most romantic... Like, the other most romantic thing is, like, an action... A rom-at.
Action romance? A rom-at?
I'm thinking of Hancock.
Oh, Hancock, yeah.
He has, like, a female lead in that he's, like, romantically involved.
Charlie's there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, but, I mean, I guess the Latina and that was acceptable, apparently. It's funny how
as
they came
long
to
as
this
non-white
decision.
Non-white people are going together.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, Will Smith is such a, especially at the time, such a vehicle for movies.
Yeah, like, he was doing the whole, like, what Kevin Hart and, like, The Rock are doing right now, just in
everything.
Movie.
Like, he was the dude.
Yeah.
But it worked out. I think nothing really changed after that, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, casting-wise, up until maybe, like, now, adjacent to now? Not really.
Yeah, like maybe like you don't really 2015 post.
Yeah, post. You don't really see like the interracial that often. Really
I'm
ever.
I'm trying
to think. Other than like now when you've got like Asian women and
like all the boys,
all the boys I loved before.
Set it up.
But they are also background characters to an extent, which is interesting. Yeah. So we're still, and then, but you do have like, you know, it's like they want to keep, they're like black on black and white and white.
And who funds these movies? Uh-oh.
Okay, it's real interesting. Mm-hmm. I wish they would just not do that shit, because fuck, it's totally fine.
Universal love is A-okay.
It's okay.
2019. I'm a product of it.
But I think I really like having you on, and I like having other dudes come on, and like...
Yeah, I really like that episode where... Who was your other friend that came on?
Ben,
yeah.
Yeah, he came in. Yeah, he's great. He studied film. So I like, you know, when Elsa can't be here, because mm-hmm. I have the microphone and the supplies, so I am, you know, default to...
The one.
The host. It's really nice having you join, and my friend Maria's coming on. We're going to talk about To All the Boys I Loved Before. She's Asian, and it's like, I really want to hear about her experience with it, so it's been really fun.
Yeah, this has been fun. I've had a good time. Thanks for inviting me on.
Glad you'll be back, obviously.
Woo!
You're definitely going to be back. Elsa's
going
to Asia.
Listen to it.
It's great. I can tell. like, Phil's never going to listen to this episode because he'd have to listen to his voice.
I've had, like, a traumatic experience where I used to do, like, Facebook Live videos.
Oh, God.
For where I work.
Saving yourself.
I didn't watch, like, the first three. And then after the third one, I watched.
Oh, no.
The fourth video that I did was awful.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't.
Because I was, like, trying to autocorrect too many things.
No. See, it sounds great. And you'll be back. We'll do more.
Cool.
Phil's got some movies up his sleeve that he really wants to talk about, as do I always.
Yeah,
so,
but you've also been, like, showing me some, like, new ones, like, with these episodes. I'm like, wait, I've never seen Sweet Home Alabama.
I honestly can't believe that. It's seriously a classic, or not a non-classic.
Yeah.
What
was the one with Mandy Moore?
Because I said so.
Yeah. Yep, I like had never seen that. Watched that after the episode.
Did you really?
Heck yeah.
What'd you think
and then
of
I
it?
Rewatched, listened to the episode.
Yes. Oh, that's a movie. That's
a lot of quiet the movie.
There's a lot
she's
happening.
She's just hopeless in her own
it's
right.
It's a lot. There's some hotties in it, though. No diversity, but there's some hotties.
No, not whatsoever.
No, whatsoever. I mean, it's a really nice, really white Los Angeles. Where are even they at? Is
in
that a correct
situation?
I don't know. It's like a country club is what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I gotta go find where to watch like Sweet Home Alabama though.
You do.
Yeah.
I like bought it for the purpose of
what?
Yeah.
Can I rent it from you?
I don't know, but you're logging into my account. Now we're just like normally talking about logistics. Yeah, you can log into my account and watch it if you want.
Cool.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Phil,
for
being the guest.
Oh,
missed you,
course.
Elsa, but so glad to have Phil as our pinch hitter because you killed it, buddy. Boing, bing. That's not what baseball sounds like.
Yeet!
Woo! All right, well, as always, feel free to email us at you'vegotcocktail@gmail.com or check out our Insta, You've Got Cocktail. We have a Twitter. It's YGC Podcast. We're, as Elsa has said over and over again, we are insanely reachable.
Yeah.
Like, chat.
And guys.
Us. Follow Phil on Insta. It's Phil in the love.
Yeah, so. It's a pun on my name because I'm a loser.
No,
but
you're
I
not.
Love it.
I love it. We love it.
And guys, don't forget to go leave them a review.
Oh my gosh, Phil!
Yeah.
Yeah, leave us a review
if
you
want.
Let
them know how you feel about the show.
You don't have to.
If you had a good time listening to it.
Yeah, if you had a good time. That's helpful if other people ever want to listen to this. Reviews definitely help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell a friend who loves rom-coms.
Tell a friend who loves rom-coms to listen or not.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice. I'm not forcing you.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't say give a positive review, but, like, I already know.
Give it a 1-star. It's fine. At least there's a review there. And so glad you're here, Phil. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.
I hope you guys watch more rom-coms.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Bye.
Bye.